The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
In terms of the presidential election, we are well underway, of course, and it means that there are posters up and down the country having been erected since the night before last, and they will continue to be erected over the coming days. But should they? Jurdeer is a Mayo County councillor, and he is with me, as is Shelley Hetherich Quinn, a former county councillor. Shelley, you're in favour of election posters, is that right?
Yeah, good afternoon, Kieran. Good afternoon, everyone. Yeah, definitely in favour. I suppose in my two election attempts, I found on the canvas that it was very important to poster. We have two, I suppose, two ends of our demographics. We have the very young and we have the very much older population who oftentimes would not be aware that there was an election happening without, you know, popping into town or on the outskirts, seeing the posters up and informing them that there was some sort of a kerfuffle happening, you know, once every 5 or 7 years. So it definitely would be one of the ones who would be in favour of posters, responsible postering.
Jer, you're less inclined to support postering, or you'd like some restrictions. Is that a fair description of your point of view?
Yeah, absolutely, Kieran. Listen, I'm a county councillor myself, and 2009, when I was elected as town councillor, I didn't put up any posters, and it worked for me. But I'm also involved with Tidy Towns.
And sorry, Ger, can I cut across you there? When you made that decision in 2009, was that your first time going for election, or were you going for re-election?
No, first time going for election, the town council in 2009. I'm involved with Tidy Towns in Castlebar here. I'm the chairman of the local Tidy Towns. But last year, a group of Tidy Towns in the locality in Mayo came together and said, look, I think it's time we did something about posters. Thousands of hours of volunteers' efforts goes into Tidy Towns, making the towns looking well. And I think posters are just, they're a blight, on, particularly in town centres. They're clutter. They're a health risk as well when they drop down from the poles. They could be impede people with disability or visual impairments. And like tomorrow is National Make Way Day, where we try and highlight the hindrances that stuff on footpaths and on streets cause to people with disabilities. So I think with social media now, I don't think there's any need for posters, particularly poll posters. And we're not against postering as part of the democratic process, but we're asking respectively politicians and parties, maybe 8x4s, which a lot of the during the local elections here, a lot of the candidates did that, 8x4s coming into the towns to have an 8x4 up, rather than every poll having a pictures and the whole poll.
Sorry, 8x4, 8 foot by 4 foot, like a big poster.
4 foot, yeah.
Okay,
yeah,
so a relatively big sign on the way into town, and leave it at
into
that.
Into town on the approach road, and that gets the message across who's going first. Everyone sees it coming in and out of towns, instead of, as I said, clogging up poles and destroying the town environment. And also nowadays with the posters, they're plastic. The cable, when they're taken down, a lot of the time the cable ties are left there, and they're there for years. You know, one pole, particularly here in Castlebar, going back 10 years, that says cable ties still up on it.
What about the argument Shelley makes, though, that there's a cohort of people out there who might not know an election is happening? You know, you and I and Shelley, I mean, we're probably engaged in this type of stuff all the time, and, you know, we can tell you when an election is happening months and weeks and maybe even years in advance. we're so interested in it. But there'll be others who won't, and it might pass them by, Ger, if there weren't posters up, more posters
look,
up.
I don't subscribe to that, and I can understand a lot of the elderly cohort are better on social media now than a lot of young people as well. But also with television and radio, and there's so much going on about and local media, I don't subscribe to that people wouldn't know that there was something going on. Of course they would. Nowadays, years ago, when there was no social media, and less television coverage, naturally it was important. But as I say, look, there's no law that can do it, but we're just respectfully asking that they would. And a lot of European countries don't allow it. They have areas in towns, big areas, where everyone can put up their poster on it in good visual impact areas.
Well, Shelley, what about that, about having certain parts of the town, whether it's just the 1 8x4 and the way in and out of a town, or whether it's a, you know, a slightly larger area, or you've got certain postering walls, but that you restrict the proliferation of them.
Oh, absolutely. I couldn't agree more with Ger. I think he makes a great point there in relation to the tidy towns and the work that they do in all our towns and villages. And with respect to them, to keeping the posters to the outskirts of the town or the village, I think would be very important. And we practice that here locally as well. But there are areas where you can be visible and you can get your message across and be seen. I think just to Ger's point there about how we have our silver surfers who are often better than social media, better on social media than some of ourselves, but we're not there yet. And also, I just remember my first election in 2019, or we could go back further, 2014, when I wasn't even thinking about politics. But the kids, my kids who were in school at the time, they saw the posters on the outskirts of town, and they didn't know what was going on, but it started a conversation. So I think this is very important, and the message shouldn't be lost, that we need to be engaging with the children and you know, letting them know that we have a democracy. They have a civic duty when they get old enough to do it. They will be voting and having the say in how their country is run.
Yeah.
I think that's
Are there not ways to do that that doesn't lead to such littering?
Well, I think responsible postering. I mean, to Ger's point about leaving cable ties on, but that's just lazy. I'm sorry. If you have a team of people who are putting posters up for you and you haven't pressed them in how you want your reputation maintained, you know, locally and even more broadly, I think that's, you know, it's just lazy administration, basically. So I wouldn't subscribe to that at all. I think that needs to be dealt with. But there are ways. And, and just to talk about the plastic issue. We researched the types of postering you can use and the types of materials that you can use. Unfortunately, our country is very weather beaten, so we don't have a lot of choice really if we want something to sustain a few weeks or even a couple of months, you know, of durability. But there are ways of postering for a short time, you know, not using plastic. So there are ways about these things.
Mel says, election posters are really unnecessary. I find them increasingly irritating, to be honest. Also, the flyers and the posts go straight in the bin in my house. As somebody else says, towns and cities around Europe will have notice board types of setups where politicians place their posters. Somebody else similarly says, it's quite simple. In European cities I've been to, there are designated areas for postering and each party has posters on the board in the town centres. No to posters on poles, says somebody else. Unless in public businesses, as in shops and coffee shops, if they're allowed. And Tony in Dublin says, there's only three candidates for the presidential election. Surely no posters are required. Actually, Ger, on that point, and I appreciate you didn't poster and you ran as a first timer and you won. But often the argument made is that getting rid of posters would help incumbents because they're already known, they're already established. And it is the first time candidates who like to poster. What do you say to that?
Yeah, look, I can, and I, a lot of my friends would have that. I have that argument with them. But again, years ago, certainly, but not nowadays with social media and all the coverage that elections get. That's my opinion, and it's a lot of other people's opinion, you know. And as I say, there's no, and there's tight rules and regulations. You can't put the posters up until all the candidates have closing date for nominations, and then they have to be down a week afterward. But I still just think there should be, it's time we got rid of them, in particularly in town centres. And the 8x4s is a good solution, or an ideal location like they have a central location in other European countries. We have to go that way if we're serious. And we're encouraging kids, naturally we want them to be involved in the democratic process, but we also want them to about sustainability and keeping their environment, protect our environment. And as I say, just out of respect for every tidy towns group or any residence group around the country, just respectfully ask that they don't do it, you know. So it's entirely up to them, but I would appreciate if they did it. And that's just my opinion and a lot of other people, as you, from the comments coming in there at the moment.
Well, I'd love to hear more people's opinions. And thank you both for sharing yours. Ger Dear is a Mayo County Councillor and Shelley Hetherich Quinn, former County Councillor as well.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.